What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this today. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. For as we have risen this morning, we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. And as we rise this morning, God, we come before your presence with singing, declaring what a friend we have in Jesus. For when we were lost in our sins, when we were not in our right minds, when we were without hope, without strength, without vision, without a better outlook in life, death was our doorway. Hell was our destination. You saw fit to come down from heaven to die on Calvary's cross so that I might be freed, set free from sin and from shame. You came that I might live. You came that I might be set free. You came that I might live and not die. And so as we begin this morning, we cry out, what a friend we have in Jesus. Because you are that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That you would give your life, that you would take my place, that you would give up your life so that I might live and not die. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for yet another day that you have made and that you have allowed for us to be able to see. Thank you that we can live in your glory, live in your mercy, live in your grace, live in your favor, God, yet another day. It was a day that was not promised. It was a day that was not necessarily given, but another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to see, another day that we can walk in victory, another day that we can move, oh God, and breathe and have our very being. It is just another day. And so with gratefulness in our hearts, Lord, we tell you thank you again this morning, for you have blessed us to see this day. And we thank you, O God, that your word that never fails, and your word that never falls short of its glory, and your word that never returns back unto you void. Help us to understand the power of your word today. That as we go into day 7 of our 31 days of prayer, God, your word is what will keep us, and your word is what will empower us to continue to travail on. It's already been a week, God, and we've already made it 7 days into these 31 days of prayer. God, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into our hearts what good things you have in store, because we're taking time out to set ourselves aside for your glory. I'm grateful even now, God, of how you've already already begun to speak into my life and prepare us for 2018. You've already given me some scriptures, and you've already given me a focus, Lord, and I'm excited about what you have in store for us when we take time to consecrate ourselves. When we take time to set ourselves aside, when we take time to get our hearts and our minds focused in on you, we get past all these selves and get past all of the things that take our mind off of your grace and your mercy, Lord, and we begin to focus on the things that's most important to you. You told us don't worry about the clothes on our backs because you dress the lily of the fields every single day. They get their beauty from you. They get their protection from you. You told us don't worry about what we're going to eat. God, too many people are stuck on the fishes and the loaves, but you are a God that supplies all of our needs according to your riches up in glory. So you told us don't worry about those things. Just take time to seek your face. And if our endeavor during these 31 days of prayer to seek your face, Lord, and to declare your word in our lives, to declare your word in the lives of those that are around us, to declare your word in those that are connected to us, Lord, and for you to have your way in us. Lord, I beg of you this morning to create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Shape me, God, and mold me, God, and make me into the image that I need to be for today. And as you make me better today, oh God, and as you anoint me for greater today, then Lord, I'll be even better prepared for tomorrow because you've already told me that tomorrow is not promised, but the greater things you do for me today, I know that greater is ahead of me yet tomorrow. And the more you do for me tomorrow, God, greater is yet ahead for me the next day because you keep doing great things. You keep on blessing me more and more. You keep on taking me higher day after day. And so, Lord, we need your will to be done for us to be effective in ministry, for us to be effective in your word, for us to be effective in this land, this evil day and evil time. Lord, we need you. We can't make it on our own. And the more you strengthen us, the more we can do your will. The more you keep us, God, the more we can proclaim your good news. The more you show us your glory, God, the more we can reflect your holiness and your light, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need your help, oh God, every single day. That I endeavor that as we get up in the mornings, we take this time to sacrifice. For some of us, it's early. Lord, I'm already on my way to work and almost at work. And Lord, I thank you for that. But some are still in the bed, or some are still on their way to work, or some, God, are on the metro or on the bus or early in the morning, have not even begun their day yet. But, Lord, wherever we may find ourselves at today, we have the same need. We need you. You are the most important thing that we can have, and you are the most important thing that we can search after. So we search for you, God, today. You said we'll find you if we seek you with all of our heart. Lord, that means that we lay aside everything else. We lay aside those things that are important to us. We lay aside those things that distract us. We lay aside those things that cause us to become confused or in dismay or led astray. We lay aside those sins and those weights so that we can get a better picture, a better outlook, a better focus in on you. Lord, if there's anything in our hearts and our minds that's causing us not to see your glory, Lord, open our eyes so you might see and behold the beauty of our God. Help us to see you in the beauty of the coldness. Help us to see you in the beauty of the clouds. Help us to see you in the beauty of the fall leaves. Help us to see you, God, in the beauty, God, of things that are not pleasant. God, we thank you, Lord. Some may fret because they're in a hospital. But, Lord, it could be worse. You could be in the greatest or the best grave site in the world. Some of us fret because things are going bad on our jobs. Our supervisors are not doing the things that we would like for them to do. But some people don't have jobs. God, help us to see, God, the greatness and the beauty in everything that occurs in our lives, because you are a God of favor. You are a God of blessings, and you are a God that already told us that in this life we shall have tribulations. You told us that we're going to have some hard times. We're going to have some heartaches. We're going to have to go through some pain. But those seasons of heartache and those things of trials, those seasons of trials and those seasons of pain, they're there to work out something greater in us. I'm even reminded right now that oil don't come just from the little seed, but the oil, the little seed, or whatever it is, it has the olive branch or whatever it is, it has to be crushed. It has to be brutalized for us to be able to get the oil out of it, Lord. God, if it takes me being crushed, if it takes me being grinded, God, if grounded, if it takes me being, oh God, misused or abused, so that the oil that you have for my life will come out of me today, God, do it for your glory. Do it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm willing to go where you want me to go. I'm willing to do what you want me to do. And I understand, Lord, that all things work together. God, that means that I have to go through some things that don't feel like I want them to happen, that don't seem good to me, that don't feel good to me. But I'm reminded even now, oh God, hallelujah, that your grace is sufficient. Thank you, Jesus, that you have already given us the strength, that you won't put no more on us than we can bear. So everything that we have gone through in our lives and everything that we are going through in our lives, it's going to work together for our good, because you know what you have planned for us. You know the way that you desire for us to go. You know, oh God, the thoughts that you have for me. And so I thank you, God, because you are a magnificent God. And you're a God that I can trust in. And you are a God that I can depend upon. And you are a God that I can lean upon. So I won't lean upon my own understanding on this day. But as we begin this day, we acknowledge you. Direct our pathways, oh God. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we don't want flesh to get your glory. Lord, I don't want my bad attitude to get your glory. Lord, I don't want my conceitedness to get your glory. Lord, I don't want pride or God, a haughtiness or God, a foolishness or lying or being deceptive. Lord, I don't want fornication. I don't want lust. I don't want adultery. I don't want to allow anything to cause me to be separated from your love. And I don't want anything to get your glory in this day. So work on our behalf, Lord. Be pleased with us on this day. Let your will be done, O God. And we will be careful to give all the glory and all the honor to you. We sing of your goodness this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. That means that you're able to handle everything, that we can cast all of our cares upon you, because you are the God that cares. And God, you're a God not only that cares, but you're a God that moves as well. Thank you, Jesus. You move on our behalf. You move for us, oh God. And your will has to be done, because your will be done in our lives. Thank you, oh God, for being magnificent. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you, oh God, for being all that we need and more. We don't have to depend upon anybody else. We don't have to look for anybody else. We don't have to go for anybody else for a solution, but you are the very answer to our prayers. Don't allow us to forfeit our peace today, because you give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And if we just keep our minds stayed on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. So God, give us peace today. Give us strength today. Give us wisdom today. You said, any man like wisdom, just have him ask. Just ask, and that's all we're doing, God, is that you give me wisdom for today. Not for tomorrow, not for next week, Lord, but I need wisdom for today. Help me to understand how I should communicate. Help me to exhibit love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me not to hold on to those things that are carnal, those things that are ungodly, but let your light shine in me, oh God, that I may let my light shine. Lord, I can't allow the light of my flesh to shine, but, Lord, I want your light to shine in me and through me, so that, God, I may reflect your image, and that you might get the glory out of my life. Thank you, God, for yet another day, oh God, that I can live in you, that I can live for you, and I can live through you. Lord, let your will be done. Be guided and direct us. Cover us this day. And Father, we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the magnificent and wonderful name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.